food price inflation for 2012 and 13. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, as the year 2012 winds down, analysts are predicting that when the year is over, food prices will have gone up above last year by 2.5% to 3.5%.
In fact, it looks like we're very likely to end up the lower end of that, somewhere between 2.5% to 3%.
That's USDA economist Ricky Volpe, who says that's even with what looks like to be a 5.5% to 6.5% hike in beef prices this year. But that's balanced out by the unique situation of two major categories actually costing less than a year ago.
The fresh vegetables index is now 4% to 5% decrease on the year, and fresh fruits were now on track for deflation on the order of 1% to 2%.
But Volpe warns consumers not to expect any declines in 2013.
2013, we are still on track for food price inflation, both all food and food at home, 3 to 4%. That means that even at the low end of this forecast, we're looking at ending up above normal food price inflation, with normal being somewhere between 2.5% to 3%, usually about 2.8% on the year. And that difference between normal or the average and what we're expecting is due almost entirely to the drought. We are looking at inflation to pick up for most meat and animal-based products. Basically, the impacts of higher feed prices are going to reverberate through the supermarkets throughout the year and result in higher food prices for many categories.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.